Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. NATO has responded to former U.S. President Donald Trump's comments on the U.S. commitment to its allies, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
NATO's Secretary General is accusing former President Donald Trump of undermining NATO's security. On Saturday, GOP presidential candidate and frontrunner Trump said he once warned that he would allow Russia to do whatever it wants to NATO members that are delinquent in devoting 2% of their GDP to defense. President Joe Biden called Trump's remarks dangerous and un-American. Now NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is responding.
The purpose of NATO is to prevent war, is to preserve peace, is to prevent an attack on NATO allies, and we have done so successfully for decades because our deterrence is credible. So any suggestion that we are not standing up for each other, that we are not going to protect each other, that does undermine the security of all of us.
Stoltenberg says U.S. partners in NATO have spent $600 billion more on their military budgets since 2014, when Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula and Ukraine. I'm Donna Warder.
Indonesia held its presidential elections. The AP's Karen Chamas tells us more.
Indonesia's defense minister has claimed victory in Indonesia's presidential election. Speaking at a sports stadium in Jakarta, Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto told thousands of supporters that the victory was the victory of all Indonesians. Subianto is an ex-general linked to past human rights atrocities. He was once banned from entering the United States for 2 decades due to his human rights record. Despite Subianto's claim, his opponents have not conceded, and there was no declaration so far by electoral officials of a winner. I'm Karen Chamas.
And blast hit a natural gas pipe.